China Stray. You are the band leader, can I say so, and the singer of the China Stray Orchestra?
That's me, for sure.
That's you?
We played some shows in 2007, but it was in 2008 that we released our first EP. So that's the official year of our band, I suppose.
And at the beginning, you toured, or you worked as a solo project, as China Stray. And during the time and the tours, you found your fixed band members, and then you decided to call yourself the China Stray Orchestra. So it's more like a band concept, isn't it?
That's accurate. Ophelia, our cello player, has been with me since 2007. And it's kind of, I always wanted it to be a band. So it felt really good to, I guess we were a band already in 2010, but then it felt really good to give the band a name in 2000 and all these years. I mean, it was a couple of years ago.
Yes. Yeah. On Thursday, you will play here in our city in Freiburg. It's the Waldsee Club. You've ever been here in Freiburg? I can't remember.
I don't think so. I think this is going to be our very first show in Freiburg. We're looking forward to it.
Yes. And I've read that you are quite popular in Germany in general. So you have a lot of big sold-out shows here. Are you more popular in Germany than in Norway? Is this true?
I would actually say so, yeah. We played so much, many more shows in Germany than in Norway, actually. It was just quite natural for us to start here because we found some great German people to work with, and it was a natural thing to start with their territory. And it's been great. The reception has been really, really uplifting for us. People are actually listening to our music at the concerts, and like a really, really passionate audience, and that's something we appreciate.
And has it to do with the German public or with the Norwegian public or with your music? What do you think? I mean, are there so much different tastes over there? How is it for you as a Norwegian band to be more popular in foreign countries?
We don't mind. I think it's very rewarding actually to be able to go to a whole other country to see that it can actually mean something to someone abroad. That's a really crazy feeling, to be honest. And that's a big drive for us to be able to travel around and meet the listeners face to face. And regarding the Norwegian audience and the German audience, I think the Germans, as I pointed out, are really, really interested in the concert concept. I suppose the Norwegian, altogether, are a bit more, in general, are a bit more alcohol fixated when it comes to concerts.
Okay. So that's the reason why they go out to drink.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great reason, I suppose. But I mean, if you're going to a concert, you at least I appreciate when people are really, really listening, and they're there for the music mainly, and that's how it should be, in my opinion, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like an opera or a classical concert.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, we love the concept of a rock and roll club as well. That's actually where we feel most comfortable. We have played a lot of beautiful churches and more theater stages and stuff, and we love that too. But we actually feel most comfortable in a bit dirty rock club in front of, normal people, so to say.
On stage, you are famous for your colored stockings, if I may say so. I don't know if you are wearing them as well, at least the girls in the band. It reminds me a lot on Pippi Longstocking, you know, this is Pippi Langstrumpf. It's the
German,
it's a cliche for us, for the Scandinavians and the better world and a real democratic state. Yeah. And so on. And maybe that's the reason why we find you so interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, that might be the only reason, yeah.
But why are you wearing this? Why are you so colorful? I mean, your music is rather a bit serious and sad, so it's not really funny.
I think we are as persons, we are quite naively positive and I would even say funny at times. But I think that's because we are able to get all of our aggression, all of our harsh feelings out in the music. At least for me personally, that's something that's my therapy in a way, to be mm-hmm. able to when I make music, I need to make something that is and I need to talk about the things that makes me upset and the things that makes me sad in a way, and that's natural for us, and then we can be smiling the rest of the time.
Okay.
In our personal life.
Mm-hmm. But do you think this kind of expression has any result? You know, do you think you can change anything with your music in a political way? I mean, that would be the reason why I express my feelings.
Yeah, I mean, there is kind of a, I wouldn't say political thing behind this, but we are definitely a political band, just simply because we are writing about the things that we care about and the things that we are thinking of, kind of growing up and getting into this adulthood. So it comes quite naturally to, I mean, when we first have the attention of people, we want to say something that makes a bit sense and not just some gibberish about our love life or something. I mean, it's great to talk about love because love is a wonderful thing. But at least for us, it feels important to write about those topics that are important. But maybe in a personal way, like the combination of that.
Yeah, there are not in general. There are not many love songs, if any. On the latest record, Politrix. Yeah.
I think there is one.
One.
It's really sad, though. So.
Okay, we talk about the latest record. Maybe now. One question before. You're said to be influenced by bands like, for example, The Bright Eyes. But my first impression was Arcade Fire.
Yeah, Arcade Fire is a great band. I mean, yes. They're like one of the greatest, you could call it indie band in a way, like this collective thing. It that has been really inspiring for sure. And people from Montreal in general, that's a great musical city of mine that I have, like pretty much all of my favorite bands are from that area. Mm. But I mean, Bright Eyes is so much more fundamental for me because he kind of, when I first heard him sing, he sings like no other in a way. He sings just straight from his liver and just quite beautiful but harsh at the same time. And when I heard that contrast, that really awoke something deep in me and something. Yeah, he's one of the reasons why I wanted to do music in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the Bright Eyes singer or the Bright Eyes voice with Arcade Fire Orchestra. Maybe this is the mixture of an Australian orchestra.
That's something to do with it, yeah.
Okay, your second record, Politrix. Politics and tricks, of course. This is the connection, I guess.
Yeah.
Quite critical view towards politics. So what is your problem with politics, and what would be honest politics for you?
Yeah, I mean, politics is perhaps more about truth in its different clothings than politics. because there are so many people telling you what to believe in these days, and it can be a politician, but it can also be a church leader or your parents even, or you know, a lot of different voices out there. And we're in our early 20s now, and we are going from childhood to the adult world, and we try to figure out what to believe in. And that's what the album is about. We just want people to think things through and not just take what their parents told them or what anyone told them as the truth. You have to experience yourself.
So in general, you could say that it's about emancipation in any way?
Yeah, that's a good word.
So the story behind Politrics, it's quite, so you mentioned very different topics in a very sophisticated and critical way, for my opinion.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe we can talk about some of the songs.
Oh, I would love to.
Okay. Quite at the beginning, the opener, Honey, it's inspired by St. Vincent's Cruel. So St. Vincent is as well an influence for you?
Yeah, she's been huge for us. I mean, there's just something about, as you say, like a sophisticated way of telling people what they're doing wrong, in a way, like telling society. She has some lyrics that are really spot on, in my opinion, on what is society, you know, what's wrong with society sometimes. But she does it in a really, really, really elegant way, combined with her music, which is, yeah, again, this contrast that we are very excited about, the beautiful music and then suddenly something noisy.
Mm.
You know, she's a real rock guitarist, and that's very inspiring.
Yeah. And Honey, the opener, it's maybe it's the longest song, I don't know, 8 minutes, something. Yeah, for a pop song, it's quite long, of course. It's developing its story, maybe like almost like a Pink Floyd epos or so. You know, it's a really long story, but not a lot of text. So the music is the first thing on that song. And the lyrics, they are about, I don't know, maybe something like emptiness or you are afraid to vanish, something like this.
Mm. Yeah, the song was actually written as a letter to myself in the future, I suppose, something like that. Like, for example, being a parent and telling your children how to live when you actually... Well, at least now I don't really think I've figured it all out, like how my child should live or even how I should live, you know. So you're supposed to be this expert on life when you're a parent, and I think that's not the best way to present it for your kids, I think. And that's so the song is about being insecure about if you can even raise yourself, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, here we have Pink Floyd again. We don't need no education.
Right.
Yeah, as I said before, emancipating story. The title song, Politrics, there's a video as well. And yeah, of course, this video is clearly a kind of atheist video or against church and rules of I would say, of church. I don't know what you say.
Well, I would really like to clarify that it's not really against the church. It's much more against, I would say pro thinking your own thoughts, you know. If you really think that, for example, Christianity is the way, then that's great. I mean, whatever works for you. And I mean, this is about everything that can get you brainwashed. But for us, you know, we've been growing up in Christian Norwegian homes, so it's natural for us to take that angle. But I mean, some of us are still believing in God, and some of us aren't. And we just really want our main goal is to say to people that you, please don't get brainwashed. Please think your own thoughts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the video it looks a bit like a scene from the Ku Klux Klan or so. You have all this black dress and this white axe. It's a bit almost satanic in another way, these black dresses. And you can see an exorcised ritual, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the extremest form of Christianism, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to portray a sect or so, and you know that can be any kind of sect. It was a fun video to make. We made it ourselves, and it felt good to just have a clear and quite simple video with a clear message that. You shouldn't get into something that's not you.
Mm. Pockets Full of Holes, another song. You have a video clip, but this time it was just a live gig in the Volksbühne in Berlin.
Yeah.
Why that? Because it was so great there, or?
Yeah, it so was simple. It was a really important concert for us. We played the New Year's Eve concert at the Volksbühne in Berlin, 1st of January, and we tried all of these songs out for the first time actually in front of an audience, all of the Politrik songs almost, and it was just great. It was sold out, and it was just a highlight for us to be able to play a concert like that. So it felt good to. Yeah, once we filmed it, we should share it with kind of our joy with the viewers.
Mm. And here again, you had this concentrated German public sitting on their chairs and no rock and roll at all.
Exactly. Yeah, I think best of both worlds. We were trying to rock out, but in this very sophisticated room, this beautiful room, and with passionate listeners. That's essential for us.
Mm-hmm. And the lyrics in Pockets Full of Holes, for me, maybe something like to leave behind childhood and to become a responsible adult with all its consequences, and can also be negative consequences.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Pockets Full of Holes is our Peter Pan anthem, in a way. It's about leaving childhood and... or maybe not wanting to leave childhood, you know, and just being worried about what's coming and that you're gonna lose your spark from childhood.
Yeah, the slogan is "Will I die inside before I die?" So this expresses all. And again, we have emptiness here. So
yeah,
a kind of depression as a result of growing up. Is this what you want to say? I mean, is to be adult such a bad thing for you?
I wouldn't say that it's a bad thing, but and this is the case for many people that I've spoken to as well, that when we are going into the adult world, there's not any longer an answer, because as a kid, you again, we were told in our way, in our we were told about Christianity for us personally, and that was the answer, and that was easy to go along with. But now that we've thrown at least some of it behind, that's, we have to start all over again and find something. We have to believe in something, and there are so many people telling us what to believe in, and it can be very confusing, and so it's so much uncertainty, you know. But I guess, you know, that's life anyway.
Mm. Then you choose a philosopher as a title for a song. So I have I had to research a lot about this guy. His name is Trasimachos. Trasimachos.
Yeah, that's great. Trasimachos or something.
Trasimachos. Yeah, it's an ancient Greek philosopher, isn't he?
Yeah, it is. He was appearing in Plato.
Yes.
In the Republic. And the reason why we called the song Thrasymachos is because I was really fascinating reading about Thrasymachos. He's discussing with Socrates about whether you should be fair or unfair. And Thrasymachos actually means that you should be unfair, you should be, you know, unjust, because that's what's going to... you should just be selfish, you know, you should just take whatever you can take and not really think about... You should be cynical, basically. And he has... I think he has a lot of quite good arguments for something that is totally wrong. And that's what the song is about, that there are... easy to go for an argument that sounds shiny and right, but you never know if it's actually, you know, completely wrong. Again, it's this brainwash thread that are going through. So that's what the song is about.
It's a bit the capitalist slogan, survival of the fittest.
Exactly, yeah, of the strongest or the fittest, yeah.
So here again, we have a concrete critique on this way of thinking, and maybe, I don't know, if you think of Norway or some other countries in this context?
I mean, in this context, it's actually just I'm kind of being mad at myself because, you know, this is not something that I'm really... critiquing other people. It's a critique on me, you know. It's a personal song about those times when you are selfish and you're trying to defend it in some way, but you know, you should be fair, you should think about other people, of course, but I suppose it's some way of living out the pumpkin you or you know. It's just that you know, get yourself together, Einar. You need to you have some values there.
And in the lyrics, there's a lot of oil. I mean, what has it to do with oil, especially?
Yeah, I mean, there is also something about Norway in there, of course. That's something that I suppose many young people in Norway struggle a bit with. Of course, you know, just being born into a really rich country with all of this. In kind of the best country in the world, as they say. But you know, it really isn't at many points. So it's very contradictional. So it's just hard in a way to when there are so many people suffering and you're just kind of feeling spoiled in a way.
Okay, in the end, the song For My Country, and again we have the same message again and again. For me, it's an anti-militarism song.
Yeah.
Also, the lyrics are the opposite. I mean, it's my interpretation that it's an ironic way.
That's correct. I mean, and that's just simply what we want to say with this song. It's just simply a pacifist song about, that war is a crazy, cruel thing. That's simply what we want to say with that song.
I don't know, it's in the Norwegian military, are they in many conflicts in the world?
That's the thing, they are, and the government doesn't really talk about it, and there are not many people who talk about it. They are, on the other hand, actually portraying Norway as a great peace nation.
Yeah, the peacemakers.
Handing out the peace prize, you know, but they're also... one of the world's biggest weapon exporters, you know. So it's so contradictional, and that's something that, should be lighted.
What are your plans for the next album? Again, with topics like this, or next time more private stuff? What are your plans?
Oh, I'm glad you're asking. We are actually working on a new album already, even though it's been only half a year or so since the release of our last record. So we are working with it these days, and we're trying to figure out what to write about. Right now it's just something is coming out and we're not sure yet what the big red thread is going to be. But it's a lot about yeah, a lot more about where we're coming from. You know, that is growing much more important for us to try and figure out how we should deal with coming from Norway. So yeah, I guess the answer is I don't know yet. It's very exciting. We are working with this great producer, which is a hero of ours, and we can't say his name yet. But it's very, very inspirational to have him this early in the process as well. And yeah, writing a lot of new songs, and it's going to be out next year, and we're going to do a big tour then. So yeah, really exciting days.
Okay, Einar. I thank you for the interview so much and wish you a great tour.
And yeah, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be sunny and springy down there, right?
Yes, it is. Ooh. It's really green here in Freiburg. Green
That's
explosion.
Great news for our Vikings.
Okay. So have fun in Freiburg and please visit us again.
Will do. Thank you so
Someday.
Much.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.